Hello everyone, I'm Lucille, and today I'm in the studio with Graham Stonybrook. You'll all remember him and his famous speech that's gone viral, "Yes, you can indeed buy happiness." Today, he's here to talk about that topic once again for those of you who may not have had the chance to see him speak, and to answer a few questions that you've sent him via Twitter and Facebook. So Graham, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Lucille. Right, so basically what we found in our research is that if spending money either doesn't make you happy or even makes you unhappy, then you most certainly are spending it wrong. In other words, spendthrifts are not necessarily the happiest people, and trying to be one won't solve your problems.
Well, that certainly sounds counterintuitive, especially when compared to lyrics from legendary songs like "Can't Buy Me Love" and "All You Need Is Love." So what can people spend their money on to make them happy?
To start with, you can try spending money on other people, even just a family member or a friend, and something as small as a coffee, for example. Our study showed that those who spent their money on someone else were measurably happier than those who didn't. And this was worldwide as well, mind you. We even conducted a study in Uganda and used Gallup polls for more data. With the exception of the Central African Republic, it holds true that spending on others make you happier than spending on yourself.
Well, it certainly would seem to be universal. Everyone likes helping one another out. In the end, humans are fundamentally social creatures. So now it's time for our first listener question. Carly_1764 asks, does this work in groups too, or is it simply a one-off thing?
Ah, that's an excellent question. I only mentioned it quickly in the speech, so I'll take a minute longer to talk about it here. It does certainly work in groups. We experimented with sales teams and with footy teams, and those who spent money on their teammates ended up being wildly more successful than those who didn't. For example, the teams that didn't spend the money collectively actually lost slight amounts of revenue. Their counterparts, however, actually multiplied their revenue by 3.5. The footy teams were more interesting though, because here the difference was even more marked. Those teams that spent the money on their teammates would go on to dominate their leagues by the end of the season. Not one of them would come in lower than third in the league. This showed that this is clearly something that will not only make you happy, but that will have large yields in the future for multiple people, spreading and increasing everyone's level of happiness, aka a ripple effect.
How fascinating! Well, we have time for one more question, and this one comes from MikeXX89. Could this be extrapolated to say that social policies and government cause happier societies?
Well, I'm not going to advocate any kind of utopia, as those tend to go wrong, but I must admit that you do have a point. The polls continually put Nordic countries as those where people are happiest, and these countries do have strong social records. These countries also have tiny populations comparatively, and are very wealthy nations as well. Therefore, it is hard to generalize in the way your question has, but it cannot be taken off the table either.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in today, Graham, and sharing this fascinating view of how money can make you happy.
Thank you, Lucille.